From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Authorities on the lookout for a man who robbed the Fairway Market on Saturday. At about 2 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to the store at 590 Herrick Avenue for a report of an armed robbery that had just taken place. Witnesses telling deputies an unknown suspect entered the business brandishing a firearm and demanded money. The cashier complied and the suspect left the market with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect seen leaving the area in a maroon late model Dodge Ram 1500 pickup. No one was hurt during the robbery. The suspect, described as a Hispanic male, about 6 feet tall, slender build, and a bald head, wearing a light-colored hooded sweatshirt and blue jeans. A 29-year-old person was killed after being hit by an SUV Saturday. Authorities say Brian Perez was driving southbound on US 101 north of Herrick Ave at about 50 miles an hour. It appears that a male pedestrian ran directly in front of him. Perez braked and tried to avoid the pedestrian, but was unable to do so. The front of his vehicle struck the pedestrian. He was taken to St. Joseph Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The pedestrian's pending positive identification from the Humboldt County Coroner's Office. The Mendocino Complex fire now stands at nearly 255,000 acres. The ranch fire is at 207,000, 23% contained. The river fire, 58% contained, at about 48,000 acres. Crews had good success increasing containment on the river fire, and containment lines were holding well. Their strategic plan and operations holding the fire to a limited fire spread. The ranch fire continues to grow in a southeast direction, and crews will continue to embed themselves in communities trying to provide structure protection. So far, 68 homes and 62 other structures have been destroyed, with another 15,000 at risk. They still expect full containment by August 15th. Well, Eureka-based BN Padre Foods will be closing up shop soon. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the company's costs of production recently skyrocketed after the company that supplies their corn masa, which is used in a variety of their products, sold its mills to a rival corporation. That new company has boosted prices 26% for masa, and efforts to get the new supplier to provide the old price BN Padre paid were unsuccessful. Company officials saying they cannot sustain their business with just a local customer base. They need to be profitable selling to stores like Costco and Safeway to stay viable. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.